lost my drive. I've been stuck in traffic and I can't find my way out. I guess it's Roblox.
What is up, everybody, and welcome to another episode of the Destroying Depression Podcast. As always, I am your host, Jake Danielson. And this week, I want to talk about something that's often looked over in the healing process. And I think I've talked about it before, but I really want to touch on it again, because this weekend I was asked the question that I get asked all the time. And it's, this question was, you know, how do you learn to let go when it's easier said than done? But I always hear the question of, like, how do you do this when it's so much easier that said than done? And I need to let everyone know who listens to this podcast, who listens to me talk in any way, shape, or form. Healing's probably the hardest thing you'll ever do. If you stay committed to it, if you really want to improve and get better in every way, it's probably the hardest thing you'll ever do. What it takes is everything. And it takes it every day. And it takes it when you're tired. And it takes it when you're exhausted. And it takes it when things go wrong. And it takes it when things go right, that you still have to do the things that you do when things aren't great. You can't stop doing them when things are bad. You can't stop doing them when things are great. It's an everyday thing. And it's exhausting, and it's difficult, especially at first, especially when you've never done it before. What it takes is everything. It takes everything to heal. And that's why the majority of people you probably know haven't healed from most things in their life. That's why the majority of the people you probably know have been in the same place for the past 5, 10, 15 years. Because it's easy to stay where you're at. It's exhausting and it's miserable and it's tough to truly heal. But I'll tell you right now, as hard as it is to heal, it's the most worth it thing you'll ever do. Because that's the thing we know about life. That's the thing we know about healing. Is that if we're willing, if we're truly willing to do the hard thing, whatever that is, and that's the thing that healing does, is it makes you have to do the hard thing over and over and over again. It makes you have to make the hard choice and make the sacrifice and do the thing that you don't want to do over and over and over. But if you can do that, truly, then you realize it's the most worth the thing you've ever done. Because we all know that the hardest things that we've gone through or overcame or pushed through are the things that we're most thankful for, because they taught us the most lessons. They gave us the best things in our life. The best things in our life haven't come easy. They've come from difficult circumstances that we had to overcome. And that's what healing is. Healing is sitting down and saying, this is hard and I'm going to do it anyway. That's where people get so wrong with healing. They think it's like, oh, this should be easy. Oh, like, I want to let go. This person's not great for my life. Like, why can't I just blah, blah, blah? It's hard. That's what healing is. Healing isn't, you got better, so now it's easy to make these decisions. Healing is, this is the hardest thing I've ever had to do and I'm going to do it anyway. That's what healing is. It makes you push yourself to be the best version of you you can be. And that makes you make some hard decisions. And sometimes you gotta make them day in and day out, when you have no energy, when you don't want to do it anymore, when things are amazing and you want to just enjoy it. You still gotta make the decision to do what's best for you and your life and your growth and your happiness long term, so that way you can live a life you truly deserve. But I'm telling you right now, if you do it, if you make that decision, if you have some hope that things can get better and you put in the work every day that they will, I'm telling you, I'm almost 100% certain that things will get better. And you'll be happy that you decided to make the hardest decision of your life, which was that, to heal. So this is my reminder, whatever you are going through, you're not alone. Please reach out, friends, family, therapist. Reach out, send me an email. Or hit the DMs, but whatever you're doing, please just get the help that you need. And as always, have a good week.